You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we are juggling a ton of things at the moment. If you're just getting in your car, we'll get back to a couple more calls. We rarely take a topic over the top of the hour, but we will for maybe one more segment. If you missed the news today, NASCAR legend Greg Biffle and his family were killed in a plane accident in North Carolina. Dana, what do you have regarding the Brown University and the murder of the MIT professor, which they now believe are linked?
Yeah, they believe the Brown University shooting suspect is also responsible for the MIT professor's murder. Mm-hmm. And police appear to be, every helicopter unit you can imagine, appears to be zeroing in on a city called Brockton, Massachusetts.
South of Boston, northeast of Providence.
News folks are reporting they have just canceled the Be On the Lookout for the, was it a Nissan Altima, mm-hmm. Which was believed to be the suspect's car. What's interesting about that car is that same make and model was the car wanted in connection with the MIT suspect. Mm-hmm. So they've now linked, at least with the make and model, the same car that they believed the shooter was using from the Brown University shooting as well as the MIT.
So have they just found the car or are they pursuing the car?
That I cannot say.
Okay. And of course, news that broke about an hour ago from several reliable, respectable sports reporters here in Kansas City that the Chiefs and Kansas State officials have a meeting in Topeka on Monday. And if everything goes as both sides hope and plan, the Chiefs will be announcing that they are moving to Western Wyandotte County on Monday. Also, according to 96.5 The Fan's Bob Fesco, the Royals are also knee-deep in negotiations with the state of Kansas, and we're hoping to announce today, but that's been pushed back, that they are moving, according to Bob Fesco, more likely than not, to 119th and Null. They need to cross a couple more T's and dot a couple more I's. But the Royals are on the verge, according to Bob, announcing that they too are moving to the state of Kansas, which would mean that Kansas City, Missouri, obviously, is losing or would be losing both of their major league sports franchises. We are going to keep on all of these as much as we can. Glenn in Shawnee. Glenn, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Hello. Hey, I'm really bummed for the Royals because downtown baseball is just fun and awesome if you go to any other city. But if you think about it, the state of Missouri will now have lost five major franchises, the Cardinals football, the Rams football, the Kings basketball, the Royals baseball, and the Chiefs football. That's quite an embarrassment for the state of Missouri.
It really is. And Dana said during the news break, start naming things after Governor Laura Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have nothing against the state of Missouri. I love the complex now. But if they lose both of those, that's quite a black eye on Missouri and the state of Kansas as big feather in their cap for sure.
I would like to think that we're all bigger than that and we could say at least they're both staying in the region. At least they both stay with us in the Kansas City region. I'm not that naive. People will be furious on the east side of state line.
And I don't disagree with you on that. There are going to be some people who say, you know, I'll never go to another game as long as I live. Well, this is a betrayal.
They're saying this didn't have to happen. They'll say this didn't have to happen.
But don't blame the Chiefs and the Royals. They're a business. And their business is to do what's best for their business, to make money. I mean, do we give away our commercial airtime for free? No, we charge a fee for it because we're a business. And the market will hold whatever people are willing to pay. And then once they hit that threshold, then you have to stop or bring the prices back down. And that's just the way business works. It's a real simple model.
Could this be, I don't know why I just had this thought, one of the greatest negotiating tactics ever to stay where you are and get a fantastic deal from the state of Missouri? You know, there's a theory out there that there's no such thing as a leak.
Not this far into the process, Sam. I would agree with you right up until we're meeting on Monday to finalize. I don't think there's anything in 72 hours. If you're that far along in a contractual agreement of this amount and significance, I don't know that you can reverse course that quickly. At some point, you have to say, this is the direction we're going to go.
You need to poop or get off the pot.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but we've been saying that for 2 years. And that, I mean, that you're real stopped up if it takes 2 years.
Well, you can ask Dana about that.
Mira Lax.
Yeah.
Are you calling in on Saturday,
yes,
Mira?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
From Lax City?
Yes, I will.
By the way, if you missed the announcement, the Mark Tobin's not able to host the Tobin Lawn and Garden Show on Saturday morning. So Sam and I will be hosting for the first time in our illustrious careers the Tobin Lawn and Garden Show. I don't know a damn thing about lawn and gardening, but we will have plenty of experts in studio who do. And you're welcome to call in. Mira.
Lax.
From Lax City. Melissa in Independence. Melissa, hello.
Hi. Hey, I agree with Dana. I'm a Chiefs fan. I don't care where they're playing at or where they're sitting location wise. I'm a Chiefs fan.
Amen.
So I'm cheering for them, whatever city they're coming from.
And you're calling in from Independence, Melissa. So
I'm calling from Independence.
That makes me happy to hear.
Well, and yeah. I like your train of thought because never in my life, just because I've never lived in Missouri and have spent my adult life west of state line, have I ever said, well, because they're not from the state of Kansas, I'm not going to cheer for that team. I've always been a Chiefs fan since I moved to town as a teenager. Love the Royals. You know, and if they moved to 119th and all, I'm not really thrilled about that location.
The Truman Sports Complex, Scott, was so revolutionary at the time.
At the time.
It was revolutionary. But things change, yep, and needs change.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
But I mean, I'll still go out to I mean, I'm not going to go out to a big seller, you know, like when the Cardinals come to town or something like that. But you know, if it's a game where they might pull in, you know, 15, 20 grand,
yep.
I'll go to that.
I will say, unless I am going to a game, I can figure 82 nights of the year that I won't be setting foot anywhere near 119th
Knoll. No, I agree with you.
You think I'm taking the Knoll exit? Nope. I'll go down to State Line, bro. Nope. I'll go down to State Line.
We're all going to learn how to get around
y'all
that, aren't we?
Good time.
David in KCK, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I was just going to say, you said there's not a lot of houses out there. I grew up out there. My parents are still there. If you get off of Parallel and State and Leavenworth Road, there are tons of houses out there. They had to buy houses out for the Legends. That was the farmland. The farmland there is gone now. It's further west. And then one area we're forgetting about when you're talking about locations, yeah, you mentioned Sandstone, but right next to Sandstone is Sunflower Golf Course. That's owned by the Unified Government of Wyandotte County, and it's right off of K7 and I-70. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I was going to say
Let me stop you there. Hang on, David. Yeah. Let me stop you there.
Go ahead.
If that would be an impediment to getting the new Arrowhead Stadium, if you will, out in Wyandotte County, I'm assuming the Unified Government would be happy to hand over their golf course.
No, I'm actually saying that might be an incentive. I'm thinking they're happy to hand over that golf course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it could be an area, because that's pushing closer and closer to Shawnee for a practice facility. I know it's not quite there yet, but I'm just saying, no, I think they'd be very happy to give up that golf course to get them. And then the last thing I was going to say is, even more embarrassing, is if you think, I'm only 44, but in my lifetime, now you might lose the Chiefs, the Royals, and you already lost the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's three major sports franchises.
Well, you forgot about the St. Louis Cardinals that now play in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about the Cardinals. I'm not a big baseball guy, but...
No, I'm talking football. The St. Louis football Cardinals left long before the Rams ever showed up.
That would probably be way before me, though.
How old are you?
44.
Bragger.
Yeah, that would be way before you. But you also can't forget the Kansas City Kings.
Yeah, but they only played in Kansas City for two seasons.
Well, they left.
You're right. But they weren't here for very long. Tristan in Raytown. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to be the outlier on this. I've been screaming it for a long time. I'm glad to see them go if they're going. We supported their billion-dollar playground through drought after drought after drought. And when they finally start winning some championships, do they celebrate in the area that they've said they were going to revitalize and build up? No, they go to downtown Kansas City. So you know what? Bye, Felicia.
I'm going to read this again, apparently from the Kansas Department of Commerce. We are aware of the media reports regarding the LCC meeting on Monday. The state of Kansas is in active discussion with the Kansas City Chiefs about the prospect of building a new stadium and other facilities in Kansas. No final agreement's been reached, but this would be a massive economic win for Kansas and benefit Kansans for generations to come. Hmm. We are, quote, aggressively pursuing this opportunity.
And who's that from?
The Kansas Department of Commerce.
Okay, so we're not playing around anymore. What broke literally an hour and 25 minutes ago is now being confirmed by just about everybody. Last word goes to Bill in North Kansas City before we move on. Bill, hello.
I was just going to say, this is probably a tactic the Chiefs have had in their back pocket to leave. My wife and I, what we do is if we come home from work one day and like we have bad news or something, or something went bad, one of us will start the bad news, and then another one of us will take it over. You know, we'll say, oh, well, we'll add on, we'll stack on that bad news just to get it all out so we don't have to talk about it anymore. And I think the Chiefs not going to the playoffs, I think the Chiefs with Mahomes out this year, what a perfect time for them to go, well, the fans are already mad, so let's mix it up.
Okay, man. All right. Do appreciate the call. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So police have identified a possible suspect in connection with the mass shooting at Brown University and also believe that the same person may be responsible for the murder of an MIT professor the following day. And they were looking for a specific car. They believe they found it in a city. Did you say Brockton?
Yeah, this is within the last few seconds. The helicopters left Brockton and then rushed to Salem. Authorities say investigators have located an abandoned vehicle of interest in New Hampshire, where law enforcement sources report the search for the suspect in both the Brown University mass shooting and the Brookline murder of that MIT professor is now focused on Salem, New Hampshire.
They have issued a warrant for this person's arrest.
Why not give the name?
So hold on, read that. They still have no idea.
No, they have a warrant.
They say they know who it is.
And they know who it is.
They have identified a suspect. That tells me they've got a name. The information about a possible connection between the Brown University mass shooting and the murder of the MIT professor was developed in the last 24 hours. Two Brown University students were killed, 9 others injured. The gunman fled the scene and has not been technically publicly identified. Well, they're closing in.
Yep.
Okay. We will keep an eye out and an ear on it. The U.S. government admitted liability this week in the mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and a jet in Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people earlier this year. By the way, flying in to D.C. from Wichita.
You think?
Quoting here from the Justice Department in a court filing, the United States admits that it owed a duty of care to plaintiffs, which it breached, thereby proximately causing the tragic accident on January 29th, 2025. Army pilots flying the Black Hawk helicopter on January 29th had failed to maintain vigilance and proper and safe visual separation with an American Airlines jet, causing the deadly collision over the Potomac River near Reagan National Airport. The three-soldier crew also failed to abide by altitude restrictions, according to the document from the Justice Department. Okay. I'm assuming that they're all suing the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what I can take from that?
All right.
A story here from Fox 4. Allegations laid out in a federal indictment against former Ray County Sheriff Scott Childers are now backed by disturbing video that has been obtained exclusively by Fox 4. The video, which federal prosecutors are expected to rely on, shows former Sheriff Childers walking into an inmate's cell and striking him over and over again. Childers resigned from his job as the Ray County Sheriff last year as part of an agreement with the Attorney General's office that allowed him to avoid state criminal charges. What? Federal authorities have since stepped in, though, filing charges in October tied to actions like those captured on the video. My guess would those would be civil rights violations.
That is my guess.
Five counts of deprivation of rights and one count of falsifying a probable cause statement.
According to federal prosecutors, it's the site of dozens of alleged abuses of power.
Okay. By the way, the Powerball is up to what, $1.5 million? Is that right?
Billion.
Why do I keep saying million? I said million
know.
Earlier.
Million
today.
Is so 20 years ago.
$1.5 billion. From NBC News, I believe we have our latest passenger on Jerk Air. An Alaska Airlines passenger was charged in federal court after allegedly trying to open the door of the plane that he was traveling in mid-flight, leaving others fearing for their safety. You think? The incident occurred 8 days ago on Flight 87 from Dead Horse, Alaska to Anchorage. One passenger said that as he was leaving the bathroom, he saw Kasian Fredericks, quote, aggressively trying to open the rear cabin door, according to an affidavit. He's welcome on Jerk Air anytime he wants. We've got room. The passenger said Fredericks had moved the arm of the cabin door and he grabbed Fredericks to stop him. The man then yelled for other passengers to help. The man said Fredericks was so strong that it took him and two other male passengers to restrain him and sit him down.
Wow.
At one point, Fredericks allegedly asked a man for a cigarette and asked how he could break the window of the plane.
Can I have a cigarette? Welcome to 1966. Can I help you?
Have you ever been on a plane where they allowed smoking?
Trying to remember
back,
if
back
I
in
flew,
the 80s, they did.
What if I flew once when I was really little with mom and dad? I do remember flying later and they still had the flip ashtrays in the
armrest. And filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle died of, quote, multiple sharp force injuries.
Yeah.
You think?
That confirms it wasn't the calculated assassination that people were making it sound like it was.
What do you mean? Like, it could still be premeditated, could it not?
News outlets were saying that he, and we even alluded to it on this station, went in while they were asleep, and I don't want to say the phrase on the radio, but used one movement to take their lives.
Yeah, and I don't know. One of the things that came out yesterday was that that poor child, their daughter, went in and only saw dad.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, you reported that yesterday.
Ran out screaming. Her roommate was standing right outside. Roommate calls 911. They call Billy Crystal. She does not know that mom is also inside dead. Mm. First responders rush in, find mom, and then come out and have to deliver the heartbreaking news to her that your mother has also been murdered. So, and I said this yesterday, that says to me they were either in two different locations or mom was somehow nearby and the daughter didn't see mom.
like around the corner of a wall
or
something.
We just don't know, would again suggest that they were not sleeping in bed at the time. His attorneys yesterday said this is a heartbreaking, very complex case.
It really doesn't seem to be.
I don't know that it seems that complex.
No, what he wants the public to think it is a complex case.
Because of the drug addiction.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're probably going to try this on an insanity defense, or what was the term you used yesterday, Sam? Drug-induced insanity?
Psychosis.
Psychosis, yes. Thank you.
Which is very real.
Don't deny it. But is it a defense for murder?
Mm-mm.
Any more than driving drunk is a defense for plowing into a family of four.
Well, the argument would be that he had no idea what he was doing. He did not have control of his decision-making due to said psychosis. Right. And I'm not defending the guy just from a legal standpoint.
But if you've been at a bar, and I'm not arguing with you, I'm just playing the devil's advocate a little bit here. If you've been at a bar and or a football game or whatever, and you drank to the point where you are blackout drunk and you get in your car.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're waking up in a jail cell.
Yeah.
You might have had alcohol-induced psychosis. That doesn't mean you didn't do something wrong.
You're not wrong.
913-586-7798. We'll lighten it up a little bit when we get back, unless or until they hold that news conference in Rhode Island or in Massachusetts. And if they are in pursuit of somebody, chances are it's not going to happen before 6 o'clock. Just my educated professional guess. But we will see. But when we get back, if we can lighten it up just a little bit, what do Americans really think when you give them the gift of cash? 913-586-7798. Didn't know what to get you. Here's $50 here on Dana and Parks.
Some good, warm, fuzzy news to pass along. SNL
ain't nobody got time for that.
Alum and comedian Pete Davidson, now sober, by the way.
Good for him.
Has just welcomed a baby girl with his longtime girlfriend. And they named...
He just broke up with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no, God, that was like 3 years ago. They named the baby girl Scotty, a nod to his father, Scott, whom we lost during the 9/11 attacks.
Wow.
Davidson gushing and said, quote, everything else doesn't really matter anymore.
So we are following a number of major stories around the country today. One locally, NASCAR race car legend Greg Biffle and his family sadly died today in a plane crash in North Carolina. He was 52 years old. His wife and two children were also on board that plane, as well as two others, I believe. And he is a pilot. I did not know that. Not only a NASCAR legend, but Greg Biffle was also a pilot.
Do we know anything more at this point about what happened other than witnesses are saying the plane never got more than 2,000 feet off the ground?
That's all we know. Also, there is a lot of activity in the upper Northeast. It stretches from Rhode Island to Massachusetts, now to New Hampshire, where police believe they are closing in on the suspect from the Brown University mass shooting over the weekend, which they have also tied now to the murder of a professor at MIT in Brookline, Massachusetts. That pursuit has now moved into New Hampshire, where they are trying to find their suspect. They have identified who they're looking for, but have not released his name to the public. They also report that they do have a signed arrest warrant for this person. Whoever this person is, there was a name floating around on the internets earlier today. We couldn't confirm it, so we didn't report it. That would not have been journalistically ethical. Yes, Sam.
I hate to pee on your good news, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Davidson started the relationship with his girlfriend 9 months ago.
Yeah, they met, and on their very first meeting during their very first date...
Made a baby.
No.
Oh.
According to the math...
She said, during their first date, this has been widely reported, I think I want to have your baby. And he said, I'm thinking the same thing. Like,
okay.
They met. I don't remember if it was a blind date or how they met, but they met. And that first night, she said that to him. And now there's a baby girl named after his dad. Makes me happy.
Somebody's a little easy, aren't they?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Wow. I wasn't going to go that route with it. But.
First date and you say, I want to have your baby?
They just said something clicked, Scott. I'm okay. Not here to judge.
Well, I am.
I just can't believe that I just took the time to read through Pete Davidson's dating history. Who have I become?
They just welcomed a baby girl into this world. Can we not give Dana 3 minutes to be happy about a joyous story before you pee
absolutely not.
All over it?
Come on, I gave you 90 seconds.
We did give you 90 seconds because I was talking about all the other big news of the day, including multiple reports that the Chiefs are meeting in Topeka on Monday with state officials. And if all goes as planned, the Chiefs will be announcing perhaps as early as Monday that they are moving to Wyandotte County. Bob Fesco, we had him on the air at the beginning of the 4 o'clock hour. If you want to go back and listen to it on podcast, broke the news that he has reports that the Royals are also in high level discussions with the state of Kansas, and they are a back hair away from announcing that they're moving to 119th and Knoll.
Ooh, some other good news going on right now in downtown Kansas City. The 2025 NCAA D1 Women's Volleyball Championship.
Nice.
Fans are lined up outside of T-Mobile Center trying to get inside as we speak.
Is Nebraska in the running this year, as they usually are?
They smashed KU about a week ago.
I'm serious. You know, big Nebraska fan. I don't know that I'm a big volleyball fan, but I watch it if it's on. They have created an incredible legacy for themselves up in Lincoln.
Oh, a sellout legacy.
With this volleyball. If I'm not mistaken, they even played a game 2 seasons ago where they erected a volleyball court at the center of the football stadium.
Yeah. They did.
Stadium, which seats 90,000 people.
There were people that were in the very back row because that was a sellout. There were people in the very back row, which is where I like to say you have a better view of the parking lot than what's going on the field.
That is correct in Lincoln, yep.
They took a picture of the volleyball court, and you could hardly tell what was going on. Like, yeah, well, there's a court down there somewhere.
Well, and I'm assuming they put chairs down on the field because it's artificial turf in Lincoln. And so not only do you have 90,000 people in the stands, but how many other thousands of people do you have on the field? They probably had more people at that volleyball game, those young ladies, than have ever gotten through the door for a Nebraska football game.
It's fun to watch.
And
that's not a knock on Nebraska football. There's just not enough room. You can't put seats on the field for a football game.
I do bring you good news, Dana.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sam. A story here from the Associated Press. Welcome to Exhausted America 2025. Most adults are more than a little fine with doling out cash as gifts, and many plan to be asleep before midnight on New Year's Eve, according to a new poll from the Associated Press. About 6 in 10 Americans say cash or gift cards are very acceptable as holiday presents, but they're much less likely to say that about a gift that was purchased secondhand or re-gifted. Says Nancy White, one lady that they spoke to, she lives in central Iowa. Cash is okay for the grandkids, I guess, but I'm a gift giver. Are either one of you cash givers?
No, because I like to put thought into it. And I think sometimes the smallest, sweetest things are not something with monetary value.
Sentimental value. Okay.
I will remind you that my mother looked at my 4-year-old nephew on his birthday and said, "One day you'll learn, son. Your uncle's a gift card guy."
Uncle's a gift card guy.
Well, I am for on my brother's side, like he and I exchange CDs every year. But for his wife, his son and his daughter, my niece and nephew, they're all getting cash.
Okay.
And it's not because I'm lazy or I don't. What am I going to give a sophomore in college who plays college football? Buy him his own sweatshirt with his name on the back so he gets an NIL kickback on it? I mean, give me a break. He's probably got 100 of them. What does a sophomore in college need? Cash.
I will tell you this. I agree with cash. I would prefer cash over gift cards. You know how many billions of dollars in gift cards are wasted every single year?
It's billions.
And never, ever cashed in.
I just used a couple of gift cards from 2 Christmases ago.
Did they work?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
There's no expiration date on them, is there?
No. They used to have expiration dates on them, but they passed some sort of law that was not acceptable. No, we sat down and had this conversation last Christmas with Mary Beth's mom and stepdad, and really they were like, what do you guys want? It was like 2 weeks before Christmas, and I made a joke about how, you know, when you're our age and you're trying to buy a house, all you want is cash. And they took that to heart.
Good.
And then I felt like a jerk, but I was like, this was the best thing. Honestly, this is perfect.
44% of Americans say they will not be able to stay awake to greet 2026. Almost half of Americans will be asleep.
Yeah, you celebrate with Australia. I've done it for years.
4 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
Let's go to bed.
Woohoo!
And cash, but back to the cash as a gift. Cash is a very safe gift for young adults. The poll found about two-thirds of Americans, so roughly 60% of Americans under the age of 45, say cash is a very acceptable holiday gift, compared with 55% of adults 45 or older. I welcome cash.
Yeah, but what's the point if you give me $50 and I give you $50?
We both gifted each other something. But I gave you guys gifts that I thought were very sweet.
You did. I loved it. And I know Sam loved it.
And one of them was a re-gift. Oh, by the way, Scott, Nebraska lost.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Nebraska lost to Texas A&M.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Quick break. News coming up at the top of the hour here on Dana and Parks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't even dare play it, Sam. Don't even think about touching that button.
What button?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about it until you told me not to.
Dan, are you on AT&T?
I am, yes.
Today is your last call. December 18th is the last day that USA or US AT&T customers are eligible to claim compensation in a data breach settlement filed against the telecommunications giant.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Well, hang on for a second. Customers could be owed up to $7,500.
Yeah, up to. Do you know what's up to $7,500?
One.
38 cents. And I lied. I'm not AT&T anymore. I jumped to T-Mobile.
Okay. Which was filed after AT&T was accused of failing to prevent two different data breaches.
I'm AT&T, baby.
You better get online. You got about 6 hours.
Speaking of data breaches, I put the story in the stack yesterday. You guys did not bring it up. There is a very particular site that people might not want their information getting out about what they search on said site. Maybe the fact that they were a premium account holder on said site.
Oh.
You know, it might have videos that are for adults only.
Does it start with a P and end with UB?
It does, yeah. So there was a report yesterday that they were hacked and that those hackers got the information of every single premium account holder, including search history and, of course, all of the information of those account holders. And so we talk about the changes in Kansas, the changes in Missouri about requiring your ID to be able to access these types of sites. Mm-hmm. Well, now you know for certain, because they've already been hacked, that they can get that information, and it's probably not that hard for them
to do. Not only would they have your name, they would have your photo and your premium
address,
your premium status.
And your preferences, if
I mean.
Which, by the way, could be used against you as blackmail.
Most certainly. Depending on what those preferences are.
Because now they know who you are, where you live. What if you had the Platinum account? Could they access that?
Oh, yeah. No. They specifically stole all of the data of the people who pay for the premium accounts. And by the way, if you pay for a premium account
what
on a site like that,
what is
you
that?
Got problems. You need to go to therapy.
Or get a girlfriend.
No, okay. Therapy first.
The Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. is now known as the Trump.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
Kennedy Center.
Don't you dare do that to me.
America's smallest coins just brought in some big bucks, pennies from the final minted set of the coin. So these are the last pennies that rolled off.
That were minted.
That's right. The last ones sold for more than $16 million at an auction today. The auction house sold 232 sets of three coins each, featuring a 2025 penny from the Philadelphia Mint, a 24-karat gold penny from the Philadelphia Mint, and a 2025 D penny from the Denver Mint. Each of the coins was embossed with the Omega symbol, marking the final run of the coin first minted in 1793.
Wow. Hang on to that.
Each trio of coins sold for an average lot value of $72,000. And set number 232, which was the last one, the last three coins that came off, sold for $800,000.
And then the guy leaves tonight, and he's so proud, and he drops it out of his pocket, and it falls behind his couch cushion, never to be seen again.
Today is National Regifting Day, the Thursday before Christmas.
Why would you re-gift the Thursday before Christmas?
That I don't know. A lot of celebrity birthdays today. Billie Eilish is 24. Brad Pitt is 62. Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones is 82.
143.
Christina Aguilera is 45. Steven Spielberg is 79. Stone Cold Steve Austin is 61. And Katie Holmes is 47. And with that, the bonus hour is next. Don't forget to check out our podcast when you get a chance. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.